Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi. I received a charge for a subscription that I'm not okay with. I'd like to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can pull up that account, please?
32301.
You said 32301?
Yes.
One moment. Your first and last name, please, ma'am.
Carol Layman.
Okay, ma'am. Can you please verify your shipping address for me?
3141 Oak Hammock Lane, Tallahassee.
Okay, thank you for that information as well. Let me look at this account for just a moment. Ma'am, I'm seeing that you ordered, this was back on the 22nd of January, a smart health watch and some wireless mini pods along with a one-year warranty.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And now all those charges came out on 22nd now. I see $59.99 was attempted to come out of your account yesterday as well as the day before. That $59.95, ma'am, was the end of trial price for the watch. The smart health watch that where it says Easy Living Products. No, I'm sorry, I take that back. That was actually for the mini pods. Because you paid the shipping and handling only for the mini pods, I'm sorry. So that was what they call the end of trial price. When you sent the $6.95 for the shipping and handling for the mini pods, that initiated a 14-day trial for the pods. Everything else, I believe, was a straight sale. Yeah, the smart health watch for $29.95. The warranty.
Right, that's not my understanding when I signed up.
Okay, what was your understanding, ma'am?
That it was free for shipping and handling.
No, ma'am. You mean that you would get the watch for free? I mean the pods,
no,
I'm sorry.
The iPod. The
ear pods.
Specifically, that's the one I wanted.
Okay, well it was actually a 14-day trial. For those, let me see.
Do I need to send them back?
Oh, goodness. Hang on just a moment. I just lost this script. Just a minute.
That's not what I agreed to.
Okay. Okay, there it is. Good deal. Okay, it says, let's see. It says after the trial. So it says I can refund you 50% on the end of trial charge for that for those ear pods.
That's not what I agreed to.
Okay, well, I can issue you, let me see. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, I have to issue you an RMA number so you can return those earbuds.
Okay.
And they will refund your money when they get the earbuds back into the warehouse.
But nothing's been charged yet.
Wait,
and I'm going to decline charge, and I'm going to call this a fraud if you continue with this.
Oh, so you're saying, but you have received the ear pods and everything else, right?
What I agreed to was free ear pods with shipping and handling only. That was what I agreed to.
Okay, well, if I cancel this account out now, they won't attempt to collect anything else. So we're just going to meet in the middle. I'll cancel the account out. You keep the ear pods.
right.
Because they haven't collected that. I'm glad you brought that to my attention. I hadn't gone that far down on the screen to see. I thought you had already been charged for it, but the charges were declined.
They refused charge.
Right.
They refused bill.
Works out perfect. Okay, I have a cancellation number for you, ma'am.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in cancel, the number 6, the number 8, the number 7, E as in echo, 3 zeros, then C as in cancel, and then the number 19.
Okay.
Your account is canceled, ma'am. Therefore, there cannot be any more attempts to collect that $51. There will be no additional shipping or billing to that account.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support, Ms. Lavis. You have a great day and stay safe.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.